Theoretical recap. MDN WebDocs, Mozilla Developer Network, is the reference documentation for web technologies, HTML, CSS, JavaScript, and web APIs. Unlike a tutorial or a blog post, MDN is a specification-level resource. It tells you exactly what a property does, what values it accepts, which browsers support it, and provides minimal but precise examples. The key mental model to adopt is this: MDN is a map, not a GPS. It won't hold your hand step by step, but it will tell you exactly what every road looks like. A common beginner mistake is to land on MDN, feel overwhelmed by the density of information, and immediately leave for a Stack Overflow answer or a YouTube tutorial. The problem with that reflex is that secondary sources can be outdated, context-specific, or simply wrong. Learning to read MDN directly is a foundational professional skill. Another frequent mistake is copying an example from MDN without understanding the parameters, for instance, using addEventListener without knowing what the event object actually contains. Mini example: you want to make text bold using CSS. You search MDN for font weight, find the property page, read that it accepts keyword values, bold, normal, and numeric values, 100 to 900, check the browser compatibility table, and apply it with confidence. That is the workflow. Search, read the syntax section, understand the parameters, check compatibility, apply test. Workshop brief. This workshop is the direct practical application of the previous chapter on effective documentation and research. You have learned how to navigate MDN and Stack Overflow to find reliable information. Now you will prove you can do it autonomously, on a concrete task, and produce working code as a result. This is not a guided exercise. You will be expected to make decisions, hit walls, go back to MDN, and find your way out. Your mission is the following: build a small, self-contained HTML/CSS page that demonstrates your ability to find, understand, and correctly apply three CSS properties you have never used before, or have never fully understood. The page must have a clear visual purpose. It can be a fake product card, a personal bio block, a simple navigation bar, or any other coherent UI element. The choice is yours, but the page must look intentional, not random. Here are the constraints. The three CSS properties you select must come from MDN, and you must be able to justify your understanding of each one. For each property, you will write a short comment directly in your CSS file, 3 to 5 lines, explaining what the property does, which values you used and why, and one thing that surprised you or that you had to clarify by reading the documentation carefully. These comments are not optional. They are a core part of the deliverable and will be read carefully. To find your three properties, use MDN CSS Reference Index, developer.mozilla.org/us/doc/web/css/reference. Browse it. Pick properties that seem useful or that you have seen mentioned but never applied yourself. Good candidates at your current level could include box shadow, transform, transition, clip path, object fit, gap, place items, backdrop filter, text overflow, resize, scroll behavior, or aspect ratio, but you are free to choose others. Avoid properties you already know well. The goal is to stretch your research and reading skills, not to confirm what you already know. Once your page is built and your CSS comments are written, version your work using Git. Your repository should contain at minimum an index.html file, a style.css file, a .gitignore file adapted to the project, and a readme.md file where you briefly explain, 5 to 10 lines, what the page does, which three properties you chose, and where you got stuck and how you unblocked yourself. This readme is important. It demonstrates your ability to document your own work, which is an everyday professional expectation. Potential difficulties you should anticipate. Some MDN pages are long and dense. Focus on the syntax section and the examples section first, then read the rest if needed. If a property does not behave as expected in the browser, open DevTools and inspect the computed styles. This is exactly the debugging workflow you practiced in the previous workshop. If you are confused by a value or a subproperty, look it up separately on MDN rather than guessing. Do not rely on a single Stack Overflow answer without cross-referencing it with the MDN page for that property. You are allowed to consult all previous course materials, MDN, Stack Overflow, and any other online resource. You may ask for help, but the written comments and the README must reflect your own understanding in your own words. The deadline for submitting your work is indicated in the platform. Do not wait until the last moment to start. Give yourself at least one session to build the page and a second session to write the comments and the README with a fresh perspective.